in Northwest London, Wednesday, Yud Aleph Nisan, 24th of March, making Seder in our lives, Harav Zalman Krasnow Shlita.
Good morning, everybody. As always, it's a distinct pleasure to be here with you to share some Divrei Hashkofa. And kudos to the indefatigable Dudi Itzkowitz for the job of having to find another speaker every day. It's not one that I envy. It's a very big achrayis, and it should stand him in good stead as always. Today, I want to discuss the yahrzeit of two people in history. The first, that of the Heiliger Ramban, the Rishon Nachmanides, whose yahrzeit was at the beginning of the 5th millennia, the year He Lamed, 5030, which is 751 years ago. The Ramban, just to give you a short snippet of who the Ramban was, the Rashba, who was obviously one of the other Rishonim, held in very high esteem. The Rashba writes in Tshuvas HaRashba, in Tav Yud Gimel, about the Ramban, says the Rashba, Ein lonu gadol mimenu, we have nobody as great as him, b'chochma, not in wisdom, b'minyan, not in numbers, u'b'yiras chet. That was the brief synopsis that the Rashba wrote about the Ramban. Ein lonu gadol mimenu b'chochma, b'minyan, u'b'yiras chet. The Ramban in Parshas Emor says something very interesting, and this is the Kriyas HaTorah that we have here in Chutz Laaretz on the second day Yontif, when we lean about the various Shalosh Regalim. On the Pasuk, Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Vav, the Torah says, Shivas Yomim Takrivu Isha Lashem, Bayom Hashmini Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, Vekraftim Isha Lashem Atzaresi, Komalechas Avoid Elois Asu, regarding the Yontif of Shavuos. This is talking about the Yantu of Sukkot initially. It's talking about B'chamisha Asa Yom L'Chodesh HaShvi'i, Chag HaSukkos. And the Torah says you should do 7 days, and it says Atzeres. The Ramban says Shmini Atzeres. The Ramban says that V'tziva B'chag HaMatzos Shiva Yomim B'kdusha L'fnei Mol Achreyem Ki kulam kedoshim ubesaycham Hashem umana mimenu tishav arboim yoim shiva shavuos ki mei oilam. Now listen to the next two lines of the Ramban. Zok the Ramban v'kidash yoim shmini kishmini shel chag v'hayomim hasvurim beintayim kecholo shel moed. The intermediate days of cholo moed, of the festival, that is a microcosm of the entire time from Pesach until Atzeres, in which we count 7 weeks of Tisha V'Arboim Yoim. V'hu Yoim Matan Torah, Sheherim Bo'es Isha Hagdoylo Udvarov Shomu Oy Mitoich Ha'esh. Zok the Ramban, that the time period of Pesach until Atzeres is like the Yontif itself of Pesach, in which we have the first days, the last days, and the intermediate days of Chol HaMoed. Those intermediate days are like the days of the Sfira. So we see that there's a very deep connection between Pesach and Atzeres. Really, it's one Yontif that starts on the 15th of Nisan and culminates on Vav Sivan. The Gemara says in Pesachim on Daf Samach Chesam at Beis, famous Gemara. I didn't fall off the screen for those viewers. I'm still here. That's one of the milas of being live.
Yeah.
The Gemara says like this. Fascinating Gemara. Rabbi Yosef, the famous Amar Rabbi Yosef, b'yoma da atzarta, on the day of Shavuos, Amar, he would say, avdilei igla tilsa, make for me an igla tilsa, two pshatim in the Rishonim. What does igla tilsa mean? Either igla tilsa means the third calf that is born to its mother, because that's the choicest meat. Other mefarshim say that it means a very fat calf. So on Yuma Da'atzarta, on Shavuos, he would say, make for me a special cut of meat. Omar, he would say, what's the reason why he wants to partake in this delicacy? Ilav hayoyma de kagarim, if not for this day that has caused kamu Yosef iku b'shuka. How many Yosef, how many proverbial Joes would there be in the marketplace? So there's a number of questions that could be asked on this Gemara. First question is that the Gemara tells us at the end of Masechta Sota, the Gemara enumerates various Amorayim and the virtues that they possessed, and the Gemara says regarding Rabbi Yosef that Rabbi Yosef was the greatest when it came to Midas HaAnava, when it came to humility. There was nobody like Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was super humble. He recognized his place. He didn't take anything that for granted, that it was on his own accord, that he was zeichet to such madrigas. Seemingly, this is a stira to this Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef said, make for me a special choice of meat, because if not for today being Yom HaDatzarta, I would be a regular Yosef. But now, I'm the Choshuva, I'm Moira Rabbi Yosef. How does this shtim with Rabbi Yosef's Anova, with his humility in the end of Masechta Sota? Another question. Rabbi Yosef is making this feast on Yom HaDatzarta, on the day of Shavuos. What is the day of Shavuos? In the calendar is Vav Sivan, Yom HaShishi, the sixth day of Sivan that the entire world was waiting for. We know the history of events. What unfolded was that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and he saw them dancing around the Egel Hazav, the golden calf. He took the Luchais HaRishonis that he received on Barg Sinai, he smashed them down to smithereens, and that was the end of the story. Moshe Rabbeinu then went up a second time on Rosh Chodesh Elul, received the Luchais Shniyos, and gave those to Klal Yisrael 40 days thereafter on Yom HaKippurim. The day that we received the Luchais that we currently have, the Luchais Shniyos, so to speak, that was on Yom HaKippurim. So why is it, Bechlal, that we celebrate the Yontav of Atzeres? Atzeres should be a little bit bittersweet. Those Luchais that we got on Shavuos were broken. It was only the Luchais Shniyos that when you received on Yom Kippur that that's what we have nowadays. We should really celebrate Yuma, the Atzarta, the festival of receiving the Torah should really be on Yom HaKippurim. This is a very, very valid question.
The Luchais were broken on Shavuos of Atamas.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yes, but that was the Luchais that he got on Vav Sivan. 40 days.
Those Luchais were correct. Later.
Correct.
So that was Matan Torah on Shavuos.
Matan Torah was on Shavuos, but that Torah, so to speak, those Luchais were Neshtabru.
What are the two things? Getting the Luchais and Ashkochos saying, is there a difference to everybody?
Yes, so on Vav Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave us the Aseres HaDibros. 40 days thereafter, Moshe Rabbeinu descended from Vav Sivan to Yud Zayin Tammuz, 40 days, and that was when he went and broke the Luchais, right? That was 40 days thereafter, from Sivan to Tammuz is 40 days. 40 days thereafterwards, he broke the Luchais. The Kasha is, and the Mefarshim asks this question, is that those Luchais that we received, meaning the Torah that we received the first time around initially on Vav Sivan, is no longer with us, so to speak. So why do we celebrate Yom HaDatzarta? There was a famous Talmud Chacham who lived in Vilna, or Betzal HaKoyin Mivilna. He wrote some famous scholarly works, Reishis Bikurim, Minchas Koyin. His yard site is also today, not 751 years ago like the Ramban, but 142 years ago. He was Nifter in Tafrish Lamachas. And Rav Betzal HaKoyin Mivilna says an unbelievable shtickle Torah to fa'enfer these difficulties in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Samaches Amadeis. The Gemara says in Nidarim, Daf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph, that Rabbi Yosef Chala, Rabbi Yosef got sick towards the end of his life, and due to his sickness, Shochach Talmudah, he forgot his learning. He forgot everything that he learned. And he was mitztayer ma'oid on the fact that he forgot all of his learning. You could imagine the Heilige Amor, Rabbi Yosef, he forgot all his learning. He was shattered. And he was a little bit of a loss what to do. Zotr Betzal HaKoyin Mivilna, Rabbi Yosef gave himself chizik in another Gemara. And the Gemara, Brachas Tav Chesam, that the Gemara says, he zoharu bezokein sheshachach talmudai, machmas oinza. You have to be careful, you still have to accord honor to a zokein, to a Talmud Chacham, who forgot his learning due to something that was not his own fault. Machmas oinzai, if he became sick, like Yosef did at the end of his life, and because of that he forgot his learning, you have to accord him the proper honor. So Rabbi Tzal HaKoyin Mivilna says that that's pshat in this Gemara over here. Rabbi Yosef was celebrating Dafka the day that the Luchos Rishonos were given. Dafka Yom HaDatzarta. Because Rabbi Yosef saw in himself the figure of the Luchos Shenishtabru. he was elevated to a point that he became a huge Talmud Chacham. And then Machmas Oinsay Shachach Talmudai, like the Luchas that were Nishnabu. Rabbi Yosef said, when he saw the Gemara in Brachas, that he Zaru B'Zaka and Shachach Talmudai, he said, where do we learn that from? Where do we know that you have to give honor to a Talmud Chacham that forgot his learning? From the Luchas themselves, from the Torah itself that got broken. Where are those Shivri Luchas? Those Shivri Luchas are Munachas Ba'aron. Those Luchas are put into the Aron. Even the broken shards are put into the Aron. Because there's a Chashivas. What is the Chashivas? The Chashivas is that Torah is not a mere study. When somebody learns Torah, they are imbued with a sense of Torah. The Torah elevates their persona. It changes their midas. It changes their actions. It changes their character. Rabbi Yosef, it's true, forgot his learning. But he was an elevated person because he had once upon a time learned. And that had permeated his essence. It changed who he was. So Rabbi Yosef was able to say, Ilav HaYoma, if not for this day of Vav Sivan, of Yoma Da'atzarta, Kama Yosef Ika B'Shuka, I would be like a regular Joe in the street. Because I forgot my learning. So I'm not any better than the other guy who's unlearned. But because there was the day that the Torah was given, the first time, that even though it was broken, it elevates us. So therefore, says Rabbi Yosef, make me an Igla Tilsa, make for me a fat calf, so I can celebrate that concept, that I am still a chash of a person, because once upon a time I learned Torah. And that's why it's not Shreda, Rabbi Yosef was the biggest Anav. He was the biggest Anav. He wasn't saying that he reached great heights, and therefore he deserves honor. He was saying, in spite of the fact that he had fallen so low, that he was Shachach Talmudai, he still was on an elevated plateau, because once upon a time he learned Torah, and Torah changed him. I think that this pshat is beautiful, meduyik, in the Lashon of Rashi over there, Mesachim Daf Samach Esam Abayz. Listen to the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, Ilav HaYoma, if not for this day, Shalomadati Torah, that I learned Torah, listen to the next word of Rashi, V'nisrei Mamti, and I was elevated. What's Rashi answer? If not for this day that I learned Torah, then I'd be like a regular Joe. The answer is because he wasn't saying so much it was the Yediyas HaTorah, or it was the Chachmas HaTorah that he had acquired because of Yuma Datzarta. It was the Nisrei Mamti Shabbat that he was celebrating. It was the fact that he was elevated because of his learning. So Rabbi Tzalo Kamiluna says, that's Pshat in this Gemara. That's why also it says, Ilav HaYoma, if not for this day. It's very vague. What day are you referring to? He should have said, Ilav Yoy Matan Torah Seinu. That's what he's celebrating. The answer is, he's not celebrating Matan Torah Seinu that we have it today, of Yom HaKippurim. He's celebrating HaYoyim of this day, the day of Vav Sivan, that eventually those Luchais were Taka broken. In case you're interested, Reb Tzadik in Pri Tzadik has a whole different Mahaloch to answer these questions. Ayin Sham, Betim Tzanachas. Rabbi Yashiv would say that it's not just for Rabbi Yosef to make this comment, Ilav HaYoma Kama Yosef Iku V'Shuka. Every day, there's a baskel Yotzeis Me'ar Chayiv that says, Oy Lehem Lebriyas Me'al Boina Shal Torah. If every day that baskel comes out and says, woe to us about the status of the Torah, so that means that there's a message there for each of us. Each of us have to say, Ilav HaYoma, if not for this day, how I would be just a regular person in the Commonwealth. So, from time to time, we need to recalculate, to realign our GPS. You know, you're going towards a certain destination and you fablunja, you make a wrong turn, and then, you know, the navigation, the ways is recalculating. And you're waiting for the percentage to go up until it actually chaps, you know, which way for you to go right now. Yeah. It's been a long year. We're right now as distant from Rosh Hashanah, from Yom Kippurim, as could possibly be. Because as soon as we get to Pesach, we're already encroaching closer to the Yimei Hadin. Right now, we're at the furthest point. So it's kedai to assess for a situation, where are we holding, where are we going, what are we coming from? And I believe that is this message over here of the Shaychis of Pesach to Atzeres. Like the Ramban tells us, Pesach is not a Yontif b'fnei Atzmai, and Atzeres Shavuos Yontif b'fnei Atzmai. They're interconnected. The Yontif of Pesach is the beginning of the Ilav HaYoma Kama Yosef Iku B'Shuka. Chodesh Nisan is brought down in the Sifrei Machshava that it's a month of clarity. That's why on the Lel Pesach we have the Seder. The Seder doesn't just mean it's an order of Kaddish, Orchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Vahola. It's an order of Seder. Things are more clearly recognizable. You see a little bit more the Yad Goloi, Rosach, Shivcha, Alayama, Shalai, Rosach, Yechazku, Bambuzi. We have a little bit more of a clarity in Chodesh Nisan that we can see what's going on. It's famous that Arizal writes that there are 12 permutations of the Shem Havaya, of Yudke, Vavke, is 4 letters. There's 12 different ways to spell it. And each month corresponds to one of the 12 ways of spelling Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. Chodesh Nisan, and this is brought down in many Siddurim, in Rosh Chodesh Benchring in Musaf, the Bnei Soscha writes that you should be Mechavid when you say Mekadesh Chadoshim, that to have in mind the Shem Havaya of that month. Chodesh Nisan is Havaya Kisidron, it's Yudke Vovke, which comes out of the Pesukim of Yismuchu HaShemayim, the Sogal Aretz, is Yudke Vovke. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, so to speak, is a little bit more revealed. The Yad HaChazaka, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, Bezroya Netuya, it's outstretched, it's very visible. Yudke Vovke is Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan is a very good time for us to make a little bit of Seder in our lives, to figure out what's important and in which direction we're going. Alachas Kama V'Kama, that in this topsy-turvy world of Tkufas HaKorona that we live in, we see the importance of having a Shaychus with Torah. Those people that didn't have anything to do with Torah, and Alachas Kama V'Kama, the Umay Sa'olam, they struggled much more. They didn't have a lifeline. They didn't have a Start Your Day the Torah way that was running virtual, online. They didn't have a connection to anything. They didn't see their family members. They didn't see their loved ones. Somebody told me that they heard on the radio a lady who got on the air and she just started crying and said that she hadn't seen her nan in 8 months, and she heard the Besura Taiva that she'd be able to see her up close, and she broke down crying. There are people out there that are suffering from the richuk of the hischabris that we have with people, a normal daily society. But Baruch Hashem, us, that we have this lifeline of Torah, the Torah Shalamadti Ba'af, the Torah that we learned in times of anger and difficulty, that's what stands us in good stead. So we want to be machazik a little bit in these times, this idea of Ilav HaYoma. Where are we going? We're going towards the Yuma Da'atzarta. There's a beautiful story that happened with the Heilige Rishon, or the soul of Rishon, that there was a chusid that traveled to be with his Rebbe for Pesach. And the long, arduous journey took its toll on this simple pusha tahid. And he arrived to Rishon, Erev Pesach, and it was the day before Pesach, and he was exhausted, and his achsanya, his host, was busy getting ready for Pesach, the last minute preparations, and wherever he was staying, he didn't have time to host him yet. So he went to the local, he went to the shul, to the Beis HaKnesses, and he sat down on one of the benches, and he put his head down. I don't know if he opened the sefer as a schooler that he should fall asleep or not, but he was out cold within a matter of moments. And he fell into a very deep slumber. Meanwhile, the afternoon is passing, and it gets closer and closer to the Zman of Shkia, to the Zman of Nacht, and the town is beginning their preparations for Leil Bedikas Chametz. And the Heilige Rishon, he starts doing his Bedikas Chametz in his house. It takes him some time, and then afterwards, Keminig, he goes to the Beis HaKnesses, where he was the Rav, and I have to ask the historians, the Sadiger Hasidim, exactly where the Rebbe's hose was compared to the Beis Medrash, if it was in the same edifice, if there was a side room. I think it was something to that effect, as it was with many Hasidish Rebbe's. And the Rishon comes into the Beis HaKnesses, and he starts looking, doing Bedikas Chametz. He finishes doing the Bedika, the Hasidim surround him, and with great hislavas, he begins the recitation of Kol Chamir V'Chamiya D'Iko B'Shusi. And as you can imagine, a great Rebbe like the Rishon, he wasn't just thinking about the little parcels, the little pieces of crumbs that might have fallen in between the cracks and the nooks and crannies, but he was obviously thinking about the Sa'ar Shavi'isa, the Yetzahara. And he starts screaming out, Kol! Chamir V'Chamiya. And when he said the Gishrai, the word Kol, Yana Chusid, that was sleeping in the corner, woke up with a shock. And he said, Kol, it's a strange Kol Nidre, Chol Fashluf in the Gans Chodesh Elul, I forgot everything, I didn't do tshuva, what's going to be, Rebbe, help me. And the Rebbe turned to the Chassidim and he said that sometimes people are sleeping a deep sleep and they could sleep through Chodesh Elul and they could get to Chodesh Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah, Aser Simi Tshuva passes them, and it comes to the culmination, to the Kol Nidre, the beginning of Yom HaKippurim. And we receive a wake-up shock. Wake up! Uri Yishenim Mishnatzchem, Akitzin Redomim Retor Damaschem. Said that same idea we have when it comes to Pesach. The Kol Chamira, Zazah, Tezvav, Tezvav. Kol Nidre, Kol Chamira, it's a time to reawaken, to waken ourselves up. Make a Chesbon HaNefesh. What's going on? The Sar Shiva Isa, Chap around the opportunity. We're all sleeping like Yana Chusid in the corner. We're tired. We're worn out. We're exhausted from the difficulty of traveling in the Derech, of traveling through this world. We have to give ourselves a wake up. Kol Chamira, Kol Nidre. And really, that's a Maimer Chazal. If you want to be Zoicha to the Zman Cheruseinu, Ein Lecha Ben Chayrin, Elami Sha'oisik Batayra. If you want to be a real, true person, that's only Al Day, His Askus, b'Torah. And just to take this concept that the Rishonim was saying, one step further, we know there's a machlokes Tanoim in the Gemara. When was the world created? Was the world created b'Tishrei? Was the world created b'Nisan? It's not just a machlokes in these 2 months. These 2 months are very much intertwined. The Chodesh Nisan and the Chodesh Tishrei Avada, they're both right. There was a certain type of a creation in the Bria in Chodesh Nisan and Chodesh Tishrei. And perhaps these are the two different mahalchem in these 2 months. I want to finish with an unbelievable Gemara also in Maseches Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, says something very interesting. The Gemara relates that there were 2 years that were coined unique years vis-a-vis the Korban Pesach. The Gemara says, I'll say the second Gemara first, Tanu Rabbanan. Pamachas Bikesh Agrippas HaMelech Litein Einov B'Chusei Yisrael. Agrippas the king wanted to make a census. Dover B'Itoi Matov. He wanted to count the Eden. So how did he count the Eden? Amar Lei L'Kohen Gadol, he told the Kohen Gadol, Tein Einecho B'Psachim. Go and watch when Klal Yisrael makes the Karban Pesach. And count how many Karbonis B'Psachim there are. And based on that, I'll have a ballpark figure of how many Eden there are. Not al kulya mikol echad. He took a kulya, one of the kidneys from each Karban Pesach, and there's a reason why dafka the kidney. V'nimtzu sham shishim riboy zuge klayos. There was twice 600,000 kiflayim kiyotzi mitzrayim, and that didn't include chutz mitamei v'shayu v'derech rechayka. Now that's a Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is nechal v'chabura. Zok the Gemara ve'en lecha kol pesach u'pesach shalay nimnu alav yosem me'asar b'nei adam. Every Karban Pesach has minimum 10 people on it. So if there was 600,000 times 2 is 1.2 million times 10, that was the figure of people that he got for his census. He didn't have to make a fine of £1,000 if you didn't fill out the form. And that year, the Karban Pesach was called that year the Passover of Me'uven. The Rashbam says, what's Pesach Me'uven, Rashi? Pesach Me'uven, of Al Shem Sheha'am Rav. It was called of. It was a thick Karban Pesach. That year was a saturated Pesach. It was a full year of Karban Pesach. There were so many Karbanis Pesach that were sacrificed that year. Okay, interesting Gemara. What's the importance of it? Maybe there's a limit over here. Why dafka the kidney as opposed to another part of the animal that maybe would need to have hakrava? But the Gemara beforehand says an even more interesting story. Literally 2 lines before that. Smack in the middle, Samach Dalam and Bezim Sachem. Tanu Rabbanan. The Gemara is talking about how they would the proceedings would go of the Karban Pesach. Everybody had to be inside the Beis HaMikdash. Now we know that there were Sha'arim, there were gates that everybody would go inside. And the question was, how many people would they try to push into those gates and to close those gates? Would they be Samach Al HaNes? Would they not be Samach Al HaNes? And if you think about it, it's a mind-boggling concept. All these Yidden, you know, you go to the grocery, there's a queue around the block, people waiting to get in. Imagine all these people trying to get in with the first chabura to get into the Karban Pesach. Everybody's pushing their way in, and they slam these massive gates shut. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Me'oilam lo nismaich adam ba'azara. A person was never crushed in the azara, even though all the masses, the throngs of people were trying to get in. Chutz mi Pesach echad shahaya bimei Hillel. One time, 1 year, in the lifetime of Hillel, there was Nebuch, one old elderly fellow who got crushed to death that year. And they would call that year the Pesach of the crushed, because this fellow was crushed. And that's the end of the Gemara. What's the Yalfusa in this Gemara? What's the Gemara trying to teach us? It's an interesting story that Nebuch, that guy, was crushed to death. So, Ainli Esek Ben Astaris, but I want to share with you a fascinating Shtikol Torah from the Ramami Pano that he writes in Gilgulei Neshamas and Ois Shin, if you want to look it up. One second, sorry. The Ramami Pano says that this Zokain, this was not his first time that he was around on this world. Zokter Mami Pano, in Melachim Beis, Parag Zayin, Pasuk Chaf, there's a very interesting story over there with Elisha, right next to the story of when Elisha was Machaya, the child, that there was a siege, Shomron, the town of Shomron was being laid siege by the oppressors, and there was no food, there was a famine. And the people came and they said that there's nothing to eat. The Navi discusses that there were people that were prepared to eat their own offspring, mamish, because there was no food. And Elisha said a nevuah. Elisha said that tomorrow morning there will be such an abundance of grain that the price will go down. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Elisha Shimu Dvar Hashem, Koyomar Hashem, Koeis Machar Saasoyles B'Shekel V'Sasaim Saoyrim B'Shekel B'Shar Shomer." In the gate of Shomerin, the price will go down so much, there'll be such an abundance. And here, there's a time of famine. So the Navi tells us that there was a certain advisor to the king, not Stam advisor, it seems to be that he was right, his right-hand man, Vayan Hashalish, this officer, Asher Lamelech, that was Nishan al Yodai, the king of Amish relied on him. He leaned on him. He said to Elisha, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would open up the skylights to heaven, the windows to heaven, Hayya Kadavar Hazeh, could there be such a thing? Vayomer Elisha responded to this Shalish, Hincha Roya Be'enecha, you'll see it with your own eyes, however, Umisham Lo Seichel, you will not be merited to actually partake in the abundance of crap. And the Navi continues to tell the story, exactly what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nest in the middle of the night, and the enemy fled. Vayetze Ya'am Vayavoizu Esmachane Aram. But he saw Osailis B'Shekel, says the Pasuk. V'sasayim sa'arim B'Shekel kidvar Hashem. So it was, like Elisha had prophesied. V'amelech hifkid es ha-shalish, asher nishan al-yalei al-ashar. The king took that shalish, that officer, and said, you stand by the gate, you're in charge of the gate, to control the proceedings. V'yir misuhu ha'am b'shar v'yamos. The nation, they crushed him, they trampled him to death, and he died. Kasher diber Israel ikim asher diber b'riyadas ha-melech elof. Exactly that Elisha had prophesied. This shalosh, Zok the Rami Pano, that this Zokain who came to the Beis HaMikdash that got crushed by the Shar was a Gilgal of that shalosh, that fellow who was also crushed by the Shar. What was the Avera of this shalosh that needed a rectification? Zok the Rami Pano, this shalosh said, "Can HaKadosh Baruch Hu make Arubais Bashamayim?" And he said that this Dar is not a worthy Dar. And the Medrash tells us that he was saying that this Dar, they're on the Madrega of the Bnei HaMabel. Just like the Bnei HaMabel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed them, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this nation is not worthy. This generation is not worthy. They're going through a rough time. There's no way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a nes. So what this fellow was kaifer in, was in the opportunity of every generation. Every generation has the yecholus to achieve greatness, even if they're in a very particular low, deep state. And he missed his opportunity that time, and he had a chance to do it another time, and he was crushed to death, also in the Shar of the Beis HaMikdash. Zokter Rami Pano, something mind-boggling. This wasn't his first and second time in this world. Don't know exactly how it works, but he says that this fellow was a Gilgal of the Sar Ha'ifim from Paray, who was the Sar of Paray. He was the baker over there that was also killed. Over there he wasn't crushed to death, but he was hung to death, and the birds ate from him. And he said that Sar Ha'ifim, that baker, he was the person that was the shalish of the Melech Aram, and he was this fellow of Pesach Mu'uchen. Zezder Mami Pano, Pesach Mu'uchen means crushed, Lashon Rabbim. If it's just that one story in the Gemara and Pesachim, so why is it called Pesach Mu'uchen? It should be Pesach Mo'och. It was the year of the crushed Pesach. The answer is, because this wasn't the first time this fellow was crushed. He was crushed in his previous Gilgal when he was the shalish. And who was he? He was the Sar Ha'ifim. The Medrash Rabbah tells us, quoting Yerushalmi, that the Sar Ha'ifim, he wasn't just the baker. But he came to Yosef, and he told Yosef, there are bad things that are going to befall the Jews. The Shloisha Chari Soilis, the three baskets of flour that he had, he says that's going to be three Shibudim that Klal Yisrael are going to go through in Shibud Mitzrayim. And the Medrash tells us also that there's a very big connection between the Sar Ha'ifim and Pesach, because we learn out from the Sar HaMashkim, the Gemara, Yerushalmi says, the concept of the Arba Kaisis when it comes to the Lel Seder. Now, we know that this story took place Rosh Hashanah time, because it says Yosef got out of jail was Rosh Hashanah, but here we see again the connection between Tishrei and Nisan. We're learning out a source for the Da'alad Kaisis, the Medrash says, from the Arba L'Shana Shal Gula and the four cups of wine that the Sarah Mashkim had, because the Torah says there four times the word kais. Kais parei, it says four times kais. Each one of those responds to one of the other kaises. So this Sarah Oifim, who is interconnected with Chodesh Nisan and Chodesh Tishrei, he said, I don't believe that the Jews in the generation are worthy. They're going to have Shibudei Malchus. They're going to be in Golos. They're going to be exiled. And that was his mistake. That's what proved his demise in the end. He didn't realize that in every generation, we have the opportunity to say, Ilav Hayyim Akami Yosef Iku Beshuka, that Shenisrei Mamti, that we've been elevated and we've been exalted to a higher status. Because when we learn Torah, it changes who we are, it changes our persona. And this is the message we should all wake up before we say Kol Chamir V'Chamiyah, to prepare ourselves, and Mitzvah will be Zoicha, to V'Noi Chasham, Min HaPsachim, U'Min HaZvachim, Agud G'ben Shniyah.